Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
God always warns us and gives us time to repent. So thank God these warning signs are really let us know that, hey, we need to get ourselves right. We need to get in the place where God wants us to be. 2 Peter chapter 3:9 puts it this way. 2 Peter 3:9 says, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." Wow. Man, we know God is long-suffering. He doesn't just destroy us or crush us like a bug. He gives us time to get it right, so that our heart may change. He presents to us His gift and say, "Please receive my gift." One of the great examples of this is Revelation chapter 2, verse 21. Have you guys ever heard of the woman called Jezebel? Jezebel was a harlot. She was leading men to hell sexually. She was doing things perverted in the church. And listen to what Jesus says in Revelation 21:12. If you read, actually, Revelation, the first few verses before that, it gives you a little bit more context. But here's what He says in chapter 20, verse 2, verse 21. "And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not." Wow. God has given us all these warnings, and He wants one result, and that result is to repent of our sins. Wow. So as we see these things happening, what will your response be? Verse 14, I want to key in on verse 14. Those were the signs that He gave us. He gave us these things for a warning. But here's what verse 14 is saying. We're about to wrap it up. "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations." And get this part. "And then shall the end come." Man, look at the action that takes place in verse 14. It says that the end will not come until the gospel is preached unto all the world. Wow, so God gives us responsibility here. What is our responsibility? Are we preaching God's word? Until God's word reach every spot of this world, He will not return. So He gives us responsibility to do that. We can't just preach here. We must preach everywhere. In verse 15, the last verse, it says, "When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand." Where are you standing today? Are you standing in a holy place? Or are you in a place that is waiting on the world to take care of your problems? Are you in a place thinking that the government is going to protect you? Or are you in a place that knowing that Jesus Christ is your shield and your sword? Jesus said, "Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy." So the question is, where are you standing? Are you in Christ or are you in the world? If you are not willing to die for Christ, you will not live for Him. Someone told me, you're not ready to live until you're ready to die. Good Lord, I thought about that, and that is so true. Because we will let fear run our lives. We must have faith over fear. When we remove the fear of death and understand that we're all going to die.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.